You know, many people are confused today and disturbed about what's going on with Israel, all the wars that are happening and that they've been through. And I want to read a portion of scripture for you from the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 39. I'm going to begin here in verse number 25. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Now I will restore the fortunes of Jacob. Get that now. The Lord says, I will restore the fortunes of Jacob. And of course, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And have mercy on all the house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. They will forget their disgrace. And of course, Israel now is just experiencing a lot of anti-Semitism from all over the world. They will forget all their disgrace, and they have obviously committed many, many sins. They will forget their disgrace and all their treachery, which they perpetrated against me, when they live securely in their own land with no one to make them afraid. When I bring them back from the peoples and gather them from the lands of their enemies, then I shall show myself holy through them in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord God, because I made them go into exile among the nations, and then I gathered them again to their own land. And I will leave none of them there any longer. I will not hide my face from them any longer, for I will have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares the Lord God. I want us to remember today the gift and calling of God on Israel, his first covenant people, beloved one, is irrevocable. God has a special plan and destiny for Israel and the Jewish people. And his plan is tied to the destiny of the church. And Yeshua's return is tied to a massive Jewish people coming to faith in him. So let's not forget, beloved, to stand with God's love for Israel and to pray for his first covenant chosen people.